Well, I had a long talk with him. He came back and went into great detail with me, and he took the plane. Yes. We're sending back about 5 o'clock.
And we were waiting
Well, what I
encouraged me 100% because I stayed awake all night long.
Well, sweetheart, I know how you feel because I've gone through it, and I
have two children. And yesterday you stayed. Don't you wish they didn't be in college? Yes, because they're not college.
Well, doctor, if they find out he's here, all I would say is that he was the top heart specialist at Bethesda for many years, and he's frequently called back, and he comes to see the president very often, and he was here, and the president wanted him to go out and see Carl, period.
Fine, thank you.
There's nothing wrong with it. Not. Well, you just tell Charles, anybody ask him, just say that Dr. Hurst is my doctor, and he was in town, and that I wanted him to go out there and see him and tell him that Dr. Hurst. He ought to never go back until he's right, and we just don't even want to think about something like that going back. What I want him to do is this. Doctor says to me that every sign is a good sign. There's not any bad signs. He hopes he doesn't have any more pain. Has he had any pain this afternoon? I guess that means maybe a little oxygen to breathe easier.
Yeah.
It kept me under it all the time. He told me there wasn't anything like as serious a one as I had.
And, no, that's what the doctor should be.
And it wasn't as dangerous, but he says it is dangerous and will be dangerous for every day that passes. It helps us that much. And he says that if he doesn't have any more pain, that he thinks that it'll work out fine, and he would. He does them all. He does them all, bless his heart. Tell him I want to come. So, I'm so glad I asked him Sunday, because maybe that gave him a little relaxation, even though he's in pain.
It did.
Thank you. You take care of him. Tell him I'm coming to see him as soon as they let me.
I will, Mr. Benson.
Tell his assistant. I guess we are. Bye.
Thank you. Good night.